Welcome to our community Lent service this evening. And I am here with Pastor Judy from St. Paul, and we are going to worship together in Lent. And I know that this is different. I know that we've never really tried this way before. But I thought, and I think we thought, that it was important to do this and to bring community together during this time. And there is this saying that is going around that we need to have social separation or social, what is that word?
Distance.
Distance, thank you. Social distance from each other. But I disagree with that term. I think physical distancing is important, but spiritual and social connection is really important during this time. And so Pastor Judy and I, and Caesar is here too. I don't know if you can see him or not, but he's wandering around. And we're going to take this time to worship with you. And Judy, would you like to say a few words?
Hi, everyone. I hope that this time together is a real blessing. And I want to thank Pastor Tori for helping me get this up on Facebook for St. Paul's. We are really hopeful that you are all well. If you have pastoral needs, please do not hesitate to call my cell phone or Pastor Tori, and we will get through this, and we will be strong because we know that God is with us. So we will begin our worship in a minute.
I think we're going to make some adjustments to some of our mics. Our mics are a little bit hot. And so, you know, if you try to put your mic down further, okay. Will it still pick you up?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that. And let us worship together. Join us in the call to worship.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you all from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We live by the sun. We feel by the moon, we move by the stars.
We live in all things, all things live in us.
We eat from the earth, we drink from the rain, and we breathe of the air.
We live in all things, and all things live in us.
We call to each other, we listen to each other. Our hearts deepen with love and compassion.
We live in all things, and all things live in us.
We depend upon the trees and the animals. We depend upon the earth. Our mind with wisdom and insight.
We live in all things, and all things live in us.
We dedicate our lives to others. We include all forms of life. We celebrate the joy of living and the grace of dying.
We live in all things, and all things live in us.
We are full of life. We are full of death. And we are grateful for all beings and all companions, for the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies. O gracious God, we give you grateful thanks and praise.
We are going to be doing a song called The Rising of the Sun. And this song has become very important to me over the past several years. It's a reminder to me that God is still God. And even when life's circumstances change and we get into situations that maybe we can't control a whole lot, that it's good to know that our condition as human beings does not depend on God's position as God. And so this is a song that helps me remember that it doesn't matter whether it's morning, noon, evening, that God deserves our praise. And if you know this song, you can sing it with us. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the will be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord will be praised. So praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord will be praised. Yes, the name of the Lord will be praised.
Our song for this evening comes from the book of Psalms now, and they are beautiful psalms written in a more contemporary language. This is Psalm 90. O God, you have always been God, long before the earth was formed, long after it ceases to exist. You have been, and you shall always be. With you, there is no beginning or end. Time is not measured by decades or centuries. Our precious lives, so important to us, are but fleeting shadows to you. And they are often so full of trouble and conflict, and so marked by sin and failure. God, break into our short span of existence with your eternal love and grace. And may our days of despair be interspersed with days of joy. Enable us to see something of your will and purpose for our creation, and to discover some meaning for our brief and trouble-fraught appearance in this world. Imprint upon us, O God, your brand of ownership, and place us within your plan and objective for all of our lives. When Pastor Tori and I were talking about the scriptures that we might choose for this evening, one immediately came to mind, and I hope that you will hear the promise and words of Jesus for you during this time where we are, as Pastor Tori said, physically separated, but hopefully not isolated. There is a huge difference. We don't want to be socially isolated, and with our trust in Jesus, we never will be. These words from Jesus come from John. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. I have called you by name. Because I live, you also will live. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Christ promises, my brothers and sisters, that he will never leave or forsake us, and his word is true. For our meditation, I have a reading that was very touching for me during this time, and I'm going to invite Pastor Tori back up. As I read, she will accompany. Stayed home, and they read books and listened, and they rested and they exercised, and they made art and they played games, and they learned new ways of being, and they were still, and they listened more deeply. Some meditated, some prayed, some danced, some met their darkest shadows. And then the people began to think differently, and the people healed. And in the absence of people living in ignorant, dangerous, mindless, and heartless ways, God's earth began to heal. And when all the danger had passed, and the people joined together again, they grieved their losses, and they made new choices, and they dreamed new images, and created new ways to live and to heal the earth fully, as they themselves had been healed.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord will be praised. Yes, the name of the Lord will be praised. Yes, the name of the Lord will be praised.
Please pray with me. Lord, give me your gospel joy, even me, Lord, with your grace and loving kindness to ward off the chill of isolation and despair. Help me to feel your presence and trust that you are always with me. May this season of isolation and loneliness draw me and all people closer to you. May we be grateful for your presence, for your grace, and above all, for your unfailing and never-ending love. Amen. And we will sing Bind Us Together.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together. Bind us together with love. There is only one God. There is only one King. We will end with a benediction. Before the benediction, I want to encourage those who might need somebody to talk to call a friend, or to call us. For those who are wondering and maybe lonely, or might have questions during this time, please don't be afraid to reach out and talk with somebody. With this, hear the benediction. May God the Creator go with you and be with you wherever you go. May God the Son shine through you no matter where you are. And may the Holy Spirit guide you in all that you do. Amen.
Be strong and be at peace. God is with us now and always.